Thank you very much. I have a rather long title, which has just been displayed for you, Situational Awareness and Adherence to the Principle of Distinction as a Necessary Condition for Lawful Autonomy. It sets out what is in some ways a simple argument, and one that I hope will be clarifying for the question that we're considering here, and which I also believe follows quite well from my colleague. So let me begin by expressing my thanks for the opportunity to address you today. By way of very brief self-introduction, I am a professor of anthropology with a focus on contemporary relations between humans and technology, and most relevant to today's discussion, developments in artificial intelligence and human-machine interaction. Before taking up my current post at Lancaster University in the UK, I was a principal scientist at Xerox's Palo Alto Research Center in the Silicon Valley, where I spent 20 years as a researcher. In 1983, I was a founding member of Computer Professionals for Social Responsibility, an organization formed to address the increasing reliance on computers in the control of nuclear weapon systems. I'm now a member of the International Committee for Robot Arms Control and on the executive board of the Foundation for Responsible Robotics. A central aim of my work has been demystification of the field of AI, particularly in terms of differences between human and machine capabilities. My approach is to track developments in AI and robotics, taking seriously the claims that are made for intelligent machines. I then compare those claims to extensive studies of the competencies, and in particular the social and interactional competencies, that are the foundation for associated human activities. In this sense, my analysis is based more on empirical evidence than first principles. And my concern, based on this research, is that the rhetorical claims that are made for machine intelligence too often obscure, if not actually misrepresent, the field's actual technical achievements. In the brief time that I have, I'm going to offer a working definition of lethal autonomous weapons based on previous discussions, where I'm starting from. I'm then going to draw out some critical differences between human autonomy and machine autonomy, particularly with respect to situational awareness, and even more specifically, the principle of distinction, which I think is key, and this is the consistency. I'll close with some remarks on the implications of these differences for lawful weapon system autonomy, and I would be very glad to elaborate in discussion. So could we have the next slide? I begin with the working definition of lethal autonomous weapons that has emerged from these discussions to date, that is, robotic weapon systems in which the identification and selection of human targets and the initiation of violent force is carried out under machine control. That is, these actions are delegated to the system in ways that preclude deliberative and accountable human intervention, or what in the current discussion has been characterized as meaningful human control. The emphasis in our discussion, on my view, should be on human targets, that is, the identification of humans or human-inhabited objects, buildings, vehicles, as lawful targets for engagement. Could I have the next slide? Autonomy, as that term is commonly used, refers to self-direction, but more specifically in the case of military operations, which is what we're concerned with here, the action according to rule that comprises lawful warfare. The next slide. Military rules always require interpretation in relation to specific situations. This is what we call situational awareness. Next slide. International humanitarian law and other laws of armed conflict and rules of engagement presuppose capabilities of situational awareness that they do not and cannot fully specify. In particular, those competencies that are required to map the condition assumed by the rule to actually occurring situations. In the case of human combatants, the ambiguities of IHL and rules of engagement are not simply weaknesses, but actually what makes these frameworks relevant across unpredictable circumstances. Next slide. Autonomy, or self-direction in the case of machines, in contrast, requires the unambiguous specification of the conditions under which associated actions should be taken. This means that autonomous systems can be made reliable only to the extent that their environments, the conditions of their operation, can be either anticipated or engineered to fit the machine's programming. This is a crucial point, and I would be glad to elaborate on it in discussion. Next slide. The problem then is that autonomous weapons that would be adherent to IHL require reliable, unambiguous translation of rules for situational awareness, and particularly for the identification of legitimate human targets, into machine-executable code. The principle of distinction or discrimination between legitimate and unlawful targets is the element of situational awareness that I believe is most relevant to the question of whether autonomous weapons could be adherent to IHL. Adherence to the principle of distinction would require that systems have adequate vision or other sensory processing systems and associated algorithms for separating combatants from civilians and for reliably differentiating wounded or surrendering combatants from those who pose an imminent threat. Next slide. Contrary to assertions regarding the rapid advance of artificial intelligence and robotics, however, there is no empirical evidence of progress in operationalizing the capacities of situational awareness that are required for adherence to the principle of distinction. Existing machine sensors, such as image processing cameras, infrared temperature sensors, and the like, may be able to identify something as a human, but they cannot make the discriminations among humans that are required. More sophisticated technologies such as facial or gait recognition are still reliant on the existence either of a pre-established database of templates against which a match can be made, or profiles, which are inherently vulnerable to false positives and other forms of inaccurate categorization. Yet, distinction between combatants and non-combatants is essential for adherence to IHL or any other form of legally accountable rules of conduct in armed conflict. Next slide. This then raises serious doubts regarding the feasibility of lethal autonomous weapons that would be adherent to IHL. To conclude, conceptual clarity regarding the capacities that enable situational awareness in the case of human combatants, with a particular focus on the principle of distinction, clarifies in turn the requirements for lethal autonomous weapon systems. The defining question for autonomous weapons is whether the discriminatory capacities that are the precondition for legal killing can be reliably and unambiguously encoded. My argument is that they cannot, and that as a consequence, lethal autonomous weapons are in violation of IHL and should be prohibited. Thank you.